Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic suggested by the first caller of the day, then take your questions. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge. Her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. And so let me welcome Ada Marie.
Hello, and how are you this day? This is a beautiful day here.
It's beautiful here today, and I'm feeling excellent. Thank you for asking. How about you?
I'm good. I just have a wonderful thing to tell you, which will lift you even higher. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, you'll remember a lady called me, and she asked something, I don't know what, and I told her to go to the doctor and let the doctor talk to her. Remember that show?
Yeah.
Well, she did. And she came this morning. She was here at 7:30 this morning. And, of course, I had never met her, so I didn't know her. But she came in and she said, I said, well, come in and have a cup of coffee. What's your name? And she told me. And I said, what can I do for you? And she said, you already did it. She said, you already did it. She said, you sent me to the doctor. Nobody could get me to go. But when you told me to go to the doctor, I went to a clinic and I said to the lady at the desk, I need to see a doctor. And the lady said, what about? And she said, well, I'm not sure. And the woman at the desk said, well, we have one doctor available this morning. So she said, I'll see him. And she did. And she had a melanoma.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I'm saying that word right or not.
Yes.
But anyway, that's what she had. And she went to see this doctor. And this doctor immediately, she showed him what was wrong. And he immediately said, you're going to the hospital. And I never heard from her again until she walked in here this morning. And she had, it's some kind of a cancer. That's what she said. Anyway, they immediately, within 3 hours, had taken her into surgery, had operated on her, had put her back together again, and kept her for 2 weeks and sent her home. And she's perfectly healthy. And the weirdest thing was, I don't ever remember talking to the woman.
Wow. Well, that's what happens when you channel.
Yeah, that's true. And I was channeling, right.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing, and that's wonderful to hear.
Well, I thought it was wonderful to share because, my goodness, she did exactly what I told her on the show, and she is healthy today.
Beautiful.
So to me, that's a blessing. That's a blessing from God.
Sure is.
Yeah.
Well, like I was saying to you before the show started, our first caller of the day wanted to talk about the spiritual connection between parents and their children, and I would imagine that could be both on this side or if they're separated through transitions having been made. So what would you have to say about that, Ada Marie?
Well, I can tell you only what I know about it. And that's all I can tell you because, it's a big, big world. I mean, way beyond our, way beyond us. And usually you pick your parents for a particular lesson you're coming in to learn, and it depends on how you fight the lesson or how you struggle with the lesson, and if you're lucky, get through the lesson so you don't have to come back in another lifetime and do it. If you get the lesson and understand it and act with it, then you don't have to do it in another lifetime. So the real thing here is when you're struggling with something very, very difficult, and I've said this for years to people, when you go to bed at night, you ask for direction from God as to what to do. Ask him what to do. Tell him you don't understand what's happening with you, but you need his advice. And believe me, it won't be but a few days until you get different little, you wake up and different little things come in your path. And if you follow those things, you'll be healthy. And an example of that is a lady that just came and said, look at me, I'm a different person.
Right, right.
And I really want to say to people, when the voice speaks to you in your heart, listen, 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 and ask a question if you don't understand. The voice will continue to assist you if you show that you're interested in being healthy. And this lady had a melanoma? I don't know what that is, but that's what she had.
Yeah, that's a form of skin cancer.
It was very bad because she was up in her one of her eyes. And by golly, she's okay. She went to the doctor and they took care of her, and she's okay. She can see in both eyes.
Well, it's just like the situation you were talking about with us choosing our parents. We choose all the life experiences that we have as learning opportunities to grow from, yes?
That's correct. That
mm-hmm.
is correct. And usually the parents you pick are they're strong enough to be able, until you're old enough to get away from home, they're strong enough to be able to help you do and come through a lot of those experiences because they are good parents. They want you to be healthy. They want you to be happy. They want you to learn. They want you to be able to do things. So if they're really good parents, they don't slough off. They're right there with you, helping you with your studies, helping you with the things you don't understand. If they're not good parents, they kind of let you go by the wayside. But why did you pick them?
Right. Right. That's the million-dollar question. Sometimes
yeah.
it involves doing some past life regression to get the answer to that.
That is true. And if you do those regressions, you could very well come out of it without being too badly damaged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you could gain some understanding and recognize
right.
that whatever happened in a previous lifetime doesn't have to repeat itself now. And if you're in a situation where you've been dealt what you feel is a lousy hand of cards, then
right.
sometimes the only solution is to detach from, you know, parents.
The situation, yeah.
Might be toxic to us. But let's talk about what happens when our parents transition. What kind of spiritual connection can we maintain with them once they've passed?
Well, that's a wonderful subject because I help a lot of people do that. People call just for being able to communicate with their mother, their father, their grandmother, their brother, their sister. And it can be done. It can be done, and anyone can do it. You or I or anyone can make that connection. The simple process is to be patient. When you decide that you would like to have an energy that you would know would be a brother, a sister, or a loved one, and you sit down quietly, and I'm talking about silently, in your head, be silent, and you can hold the thought of, okay, let's say it's Rachel. So I'm sitting, and I'm holding my thought of Rachel, and I can feel her presence and see her face, and I just hold that thought until I make a connection. And the questions that I've been wanting to know from Rachel, I've been asking for a year, so Rachel doesn't have to be told two or three times what I'm trying to do. She knows that I want help. And if you are silent and your head becomes empty, like no thought whatsoever, you are receiving information from Rachel. And later on, either in the evening or the next day or a few days later, all of a sudden you will have in your conscious mind the information that Rachel has sent you, because it comes automatically. But for some people, they have a little resistance to it, so it takes them longer to get through. But they will come and they will answer your questions. It's just a matter of being still and allowing them to come through and give you an answer. And you have to allow them to do that. Otherwise, everybody's head would be full of all kinds of things.
Right. Well, I think...
So you,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, Ada Marie is a medium, but you should know that she does not do that on the radio show. She will answer your questions, but in terms of connecting with departed loved ones, she only does that in private sessions. And for whatever reason that you might choose to do a private session with her, and I'll give you her contact information in a minute, she does give the first 15 minutes for free. And she's available between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific time. That's West Coast time. And her website is thegoldenoracle.com. And her phone number is area code 520-896-9510. Again, 520-896-9510 between the hours of 6 and 6, that's 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Pacific Coast time. So, I don't know if you remember what you were going to say.
Well, not really, but that's okay because we have some good news anyway. There's been many blessings from this last full moon. I don't know if you noticed how big and awesome that moon has been over the last week or so, but we have received some very, very wonderful energy from that, and many people have felt like they've been renewed, you know, like they did something that renewed them. Well, if they were trying to feel better and think better and meditate, they did receive a lot of help from that big full moon. It was really full, and it was beautiful. So if they have received that help, God bless them, because they did take the time to sit silent and let that energy move through their body. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Yes.
Well, we do have a couple of callers. I'd suggest we take the calls and ask who brought up the topic if there's anything... any other way that she wants you to address that before she asks her own question.
Okay.
And then we can, and area code 347, just to let you know, your caller number 3 will be getting to you in a while. But we may also be talking later in the show, if we have the time, about leap of faith. So keep that in mind if you're done talking with Ada Marie. We'll talk about that later. Okay, Dee Dee, you're live.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thanks for addressing the topic too. Interesting to listen to. My question is about one of my children. I have a son that my husband and I adopted at birth, and he's been in and out of various schools. And as I speak, he is now in a residential treatment center out of state, and he does turn 18 in November. And my husband and I, you know, we've gone through so much with him, trying to get him to get his life on track. And it just almost feels like it falls on deaf ears. We're extremely frustrated and hurt that he just doesn't seem to understand that the choices that he makes are going to have a negative effect, you know, on his life for the rest of his life. And I just want to know, as a parent who has tried to do their very best and kind of feel
lost. You feel lost because you've tried so hard and he is doing everything opposite. Correct? Am I correct?
Dee Dee, can you still hear us? Maybe you muted your phone. I don't know. We'll give you a second to she may be a little overcome, too. She was starting to...
Right.
Yeah.
She was breaking up.
Yeah. We'll give you a minute, Dee Dee. Speak when you're ready.
But while you're resting, Dee Dee, let me say this, that there are some times when children or young people are so caught up in themselves that they can't open up their mind to hear what anyone else has to say. And then every once in a while, some stranger from goodness knows where they show up from will find them at school or at some place and talk to them, and their whole energy pattern turns around. And that is a blessing. And if I were you, I would pray for the time when he finds a person who can turn him around and make him feel that he is understood. And when that happens and he feels like he's not understood, that's his problem. But when that person shows up in his life, he'll be understood and he'll change. He'll go back to being a good, understanding person.
Well,
I don't know how it happens, but it happens.
Yeah. Well, we lost Dee Dee. I don't know what happened. But
she might have muted because she might have been in tears.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Well,
right,
she heard most of your message. She dropped off just at the very end. And so we'll move on. Let's see, area code 415. Your second place in the queue, is this Jessica by any chance?
It is. You know, I got bumped off, so maybe that happened to her as well. I had to call back
Okay. Well, that happens once in a while. It's frustrating. Yeah. Well, I thought I recognized the number, so I wanted to honor your position in queue. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much. Hey, Ada
sure.
Marie, how are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
Generally, I'm good. Today, I've been a little frustrated, so I thought I would call in.
Okay. Okay.
What
can I do to help you?
So, I wanted to know as far as with my career, I had a full-time job, and I was let go a couple weeks ago. It wasn't a good match anyway. But I'd like some movement. I'd like to know what's going to happen as far as like when I'm getting this next position. I've been sending out a lot of resumes.
Now, are you asking for a position for yourself or somebody else?
Yeah, that's
else?
Right. No,
for
me.
Oh, okay. Because for you, you can. You're very, very lucky. You're one of those people who people immediately gravitate to. So if you have found a place and put out a resume and talk to anybody about it, there's a good chance that you will be hired quickly.
Well, I've been applying for jobs for actually even before I got let go. So that's been for a couple of months, but I'm looking for something very particular of what I want to do, which, I mean, no big deal. I think everybody is. I haven't been able to find the right match for what I want to do. And it just recently dawned on me yesterday or the day before that I really just want to work part-time and I want to do my my healing business part-time too. So I don't even think I want a full-time job again.
Well, honey, healing is a full-time job.
Well, I know,
believe
but I want
me,
the two careers. I know. I want the two
Pardon?
Careers. That's what I'm saying. Still building up my business.
I see. Mm-hmm. Well, if you can handle it, because believe me, healing is a really a full-time job. I mean, it's 24 hours a day. So I've been doing that for years, and it just takes everything you've got. I haven't worked any other kind of a job for many years because people used to come. They used to be able to, when I lived in Los Angeles, they used to be able to find my home, and they'd actually come to my home, and they'd be carrying people through the door. And how they ever found me, I don't know, because I was very careful not to have any. My phone number couldn't be traced and all that good stuff, but they'd find me anyway from somebody. And I worked and worked and worked until I actually made myself sick. So I don't know how you're going to hide yourself.
Well, then I guess the question is, like, I've been redesigning my website, and then I guess the question would be, should I just forget looking for another job and just, I mean, I think I do need something in the meantime to bring me money.
Absolutely you do. Absolutely you do. Yes.
So how is that going to play out? Any?
A lot of healings I don't even get paid for. They're done on the phone. I never see the people or hear from them. Once they get well,
right.
Somebody will say, oh, so-and-so called you and she got okay. She's okay. I said, well, good. Good. I'm happy to hear that. But and it's very funny how people reply to healing. They're never really sure. But it didn't happen before you worked with them, so where did it come from? I mean, you opened a channel, sent the energy to them, and God took over and did the rest.
Well,
you don't do the healing. God does the healing, but you have to open the channel so the person gets the connection with God so they can heal and get healed.
So
that,
as far
that's
as
what you are. You're just,
career, I mean, as far as the other career, like the corporate stuff, when do you see that that's
yeah.
coming into... When do you see me getting the job? Because I've just been, I haven't been out meeting anybody for that. I've just been applying online.
Okay. Well, how many resumes have you sent out? It looks like number 5. I'm getting the number 5.
Well, I'm way past that. I think I probably sent out around 40 resumes. I've been doing it for months.
Okay. Then wait, use the number 5. See if it's 5 days, 5 resumes, 5 months, or 5 weeks, or if it's somebody you meet that brings up the 5 and they tell you something about 5. 5 is your number. Watch for it. When you're
yeah,
going in to apply, pardon?
Yeah, that is my number. 5 follows me around everywhere, actually. 55.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then use that number. And I don't know how you apply for jobs today. I guess there's about 50 different ways. But when you feel that something is quite right, then go for it. But the number is 5. There may be 5 people in line ahead of you, and you may be the 5th one. I mean, 4, you know.
Right. Okay.
I don't know, but it has something to do with you, and you will be working fairly close to where you live. Like you have 30
okay.
minutes
and
maybe then, away.
Do you know
okay.
what field that is? Do you
no,
know what
I
you
do
see
not.
Me doing? Okay.
Well, I'm...
All right. Thank you very much.
I see you doing something, but you're sitting at a desk, and I can't see the papers.
Oh, okay. All right. I hope it happens soon.
You have to know it will.
Don't
hope, don't wish, don't want. Know you're going to have that job.
Right. I've been a little bit doubtful these days.
Right, right. So just hold the knowing, and you never know when a person comes up and says, oh, are you looking for work? You know, that could happen too. So be aware
right.
that you're right in the field where you're going to get hired.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks for your reading.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It's a good thing for you.
All right.
Thanks for calling, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming back. Okay. God bless. Okay. Now, we do have another call that came in. I don't know if it's Dee Dee. If Dee Dee is area code 949, whether or not that's you, Dee Dee, you will be the caller after this next one. And we're going to area code 347 now. What is your name, please?
Hi, hello. My name is Latima.
Latima, did you say?
Yes, yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, hello. I have a question. It's someone that I'm seeing now, like, dating. I just want to know that I picked up a good energy for this guy. His name is Jasper.
You want to pick up energy for the job you have?
No, she's wondering if you pick up good energy for this person that she's dating.
Yes.
Well, I don't know the name. I can't pick up anything
Jasper.
If I don't have a name.
Jasper.
His name is, yeah.
Ooh. Oh, well, I'd run, not walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think about
you
that, Latima?
You were running. She said she will run and not walk.
I said you should run, not walk away.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's something you
really?
Don't know. Yep.
Oh, man.
Do a little
Can you give
research.
Me, like, hints? Because I'm like, he's just showing me, like, you know, the nice side of him. I haven't really seen the negative side of him. But, you know, I know, I kind of feel something, but I don't see it.
Well, it's up to you. You asked the question. I gave you the answer. You do what you want.
She wondered if you could give her any hints.
I can't. I just know that there's something hidden from her that's not good.
Did you say you had a feeling, Latima, about something?
Yeah, but I'm not seeing anything, any negative signs. But, like, you know,
yeah.
You know, something's in your head telling you, like, you know, but he just showed me kindness. Like, he hasn't done anything wrong. I haven't seen anything wrong. I just want to know. Was this something I should
know? Well, I don't think that you should know. It's not a good relationship.
Okay, is he, like, out in the field?
And I don't want you to get hurt.
Oh, okay.
I can tell you
that.
So
he's that type of guy? Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, Latima. I wonder if he's a charmer. We had that situation last week with somebody.
Yeah, the same thing. Not good.
Yeah. Okay, area code 949, you're live. What is your name?
Hi, this is Dee Dee again. I'm sorry, I must have cut out. I didn't hear anything, and I kept on trying to talk to
you. Oh, you didn't hear anything at all?
I didn't. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, do you remember the situation, Ada Marie, with her?
Which one?
It's her, the adopted son that they just haven't been able to make headway with him, and he's in an institution out of state right now, and she's concerned about where he's going to be going in the future because he just doesn't listen. Do I have it right, Dee Dee?
Yes. spot on.
He's not paying attention to the people where he is. But he didn't pay attention to anybody to begin with.
That's right, and that's why he is where he's at.
Right. Can he hear?
No,
he's
out of state.
Have they checked his hearing?
Oh, yes, he can. That was one of the very first things that we had tested.
Okay, good. Because that's what I'm seeing. It has something to do with his hearing. I don't know what.
It could be that I think it's probably you're getting that he doesn't process things the way other people do.
He doesn't.
Little...
That's what I'm...
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't process them.
Right.
Somehow or another, he turns them around.
Right.
Correct? Right.
Yes, he has a little bit of brain damage.
Yes, and he turns the things around.
Yes.
Actually, my dear, he has quite a bit of brain damage. I have
yes,
to tell you that because that's what's wrong.
His birth mother.
So is he violent a lot of the time?
He can be. His birth mother, we believe, used drugs while she was pregnant with him. And she led a very very scary lifestyle.
Yeah. Yeah, he's really in a lot of trouble mentally. He just can't. When you say this is good to eat, he sees it from some other way.
Right. Right.
He don't want it, or he just sees it totally different, as it's dangerous or something. If you tell him he can't have it, he wants it.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So that's where he is. He's got everything upside down and backward.
Well, what's your advice for us as parents? What do we do with this?
Well... I don't know. I know that there are clinics where they take them and help them, but I don't know of any good outcome of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of scary.
Yeah,
he's at home with you,
scary.
Isn't he?
No, he's in an institution, Adam.
Oh,
but
is he now in an 18. Institution?
Yeah, he turns 18
yeah.
in November, and he can sign himself out. And he has threatened to take our lives in the
yeah,
past.
Yeah, and he would do that because
he
sees
would?
Things as they're okay for him, but nobody else.
I see. Oh, boy.
So is he out of the institution now?
No, he's still there, but he can sign himself out come November 3rd. He turns 18. Yeah.
That's really kind of dangerous.
Yeah, it is. It's very scary.
Yeah. I feel that you and the family are not in a good place.
What should we do? Should we leave? Should we? I mean, I don't even know. My husband is just in denial. He doesn't believe that he would do anything like this, but I believe just the opposite.
Honey, I'm telling you, you're right. And your husband would be the first person he killed.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's a scary situation.
It is.
How far away is he from you?
Right now, he's in Texas, and we live in California.
Okay, that helps. he's really mentally sick.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I just...
so the only thing I can tell you is you have to figure out a way to move where he can't find you.
Yeah. Okay.
I had to tell a lady this about 5 years ago, And when her husband got out of the institution and he went out to find him, he could not find him. He could not find him. He they had their gas bill, their light bill, everything was changed and put in another name, family name, you know. And he could not find them. And so in the process of it, he becomes very ill from, I guess, from going without food. I don't know what it was. Anyway, they had him in a hospital. And then they put him back in an institution because they said even in the hospital he was dangerous.
Yeah.
So I don't know what will happen, but you got to be very careful with yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm telling you. Yeah, it's not a good situation, and I don't really have an answer, except that you have to really protect yourself from some way.
Okay. All right.
I really
Thank
wish
you.
I had an answer, but there are authorities I know that will help you. There are certain county authorities that will help you if you go to them.
Yeah, I know.
So that's all I can tell you. I'm sorry, but I don't have anything else that I have to share.
Okay. Well, I thank you for your advice, and I will try to present
what
it.
What is your name? I'll send you some healing.
Tell me
your name, your first name.
Thank you. My first name is Dee Dee.
Dee Dee. Okay, Dee Dee. I'm going to hold the light and send you some help, and I will do it. And I'm in the process of doing it at this instant. So I'm hoping
I
can do some tonight, I'll see if we can't give you some help there, some coming to you. Okay?
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Well, you're very welcome, honey. Very welcome. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dee Dee, let us know how it works out, would you?
I sure will. Thank you.
Yeah, we're on the air every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, I sure will. I'll give you a call back. Thank you so much.
All right, that would be great. Okay, God bless you.
Thank you.
I'll send you as much protection as I can possibly send.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
Yes, because I've been through that. I was stabbed 26 times because somebody decided they didn't like me. And it took a few years to heal from that.
Wow. Whew.
So be careful.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay? You're welcome.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay. Goodbye. All right, we're going to talk about leap of faith. And what would you say about that, Ada Marie, especially in light of some of the calls we've had today? Because
a couple of them were
not pleasant situations, you know?
But a big leap of faith means that you have the strength to use the light that God sends you, the white light. And I've used it, believe me, to stay alive. And you just have to have the faith to know that God has sent the angels to protect you, and they do protect you. I mean, I don't know how to tell you that so many times I have come so close to being killed for no reason at all, and yet I'm still here. Something or another has not happened, and I am still here. I've been hurt, but I got well. Like the stabbing, I got hurt, but I recovered. But many things, I mean, and I've been beaten, and I recovered. But you have to have the faith of a grain of mustard seed and know that God has a reason. So when I hear these calls, the reasoning that I've figured out is I can tell people that, yes, they can protect themselves. That's what they need to do. Don't take it lightly. Find a way to protect yourself to the best of your ability, because that's what you're being told to do. Even though you want to trust people, the very people you trusted the most are the ones that's probably going to do the most damage. Happens all the time.
Yeah, it does. It does. Well, we can come back to the topic in a moment. We do have another caller.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to area code 424. What's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, how are you all today? Great.
We're good, we're good.
Thank you for taking my call. I just kind of wanted to ask, do you feel like there's something that maybe I should know right now or something, you know, that a spirit would have me to know right now?
Something you should know about what?
I am, well, there's a lot of new things going on and changes taking place. So which direction or anything that I should probably know about, steps to take in different areas.
Well, but what area? What are we talking about? Your work, your home, your children? What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, it's all of that. I just didn't want to name.
You don't have to name, but the situation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a move, and also to do with my children and my mother and finance it, get my money, and but. Yeah.
Well, when you're asking about your mother and your finances, yeah, you know, is your mother helping you?
No. No. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what I'm seeing around you is a lot of commotion. A lot of fearful commotion, doing things that you think might work instead of sitting down and really looking at yourself and seeing what you have to do to straighten things out.
Okay.
Maybe you have to go to a counselor to help you straighten out all these crazy things that's happening. They're crazy things. Right?
Well, actually, what it is... you know, I am planning a move, and I'm trying to decide, well, you know, the exact time. And I do know where I want to go, where I want to relocate. But as far as the timing, it's involved. Yeah, yes, it is. And as far as the timing is involved, and... you know, my children are...
Okay, you
want
to know what time would be a good time for you to move?
Yes, yes.
Okay, November 2nd through the 20th.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Oh, I love that.
Any of those days.
Okay, November 2nd.
That I can answer.
To the 20th. I'm sorry, November, I'm just writing it down. November 2nd to November 20th. Okay.
In November.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
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 That answer came while you were talking.
Yes. That's awesome.
Okay.
And, yes. Thank you. Yes. And as far as my mother is concerned, yeah, I want to bring my mother. That's the plan. To bring my mother with me. I have to settle like different paperwork and different things concerning my mom. And it's not that it's a lot, not really, but it's just the process of getting all of that started. Do you feel...
Why, does she live alone?
Yeah. No, she currently lives with... No, she currently lives with my father's sister, her sister-in-law. She lives with her sister-in-law. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And are they happy?
Yeah, they get along really well. Mm-hmm.
Well, then let her stay there.
but she wants me to be have her guardianship, to be, you know, have her power of attorney and all of that. She wants me to take,
yeah, but you
know,
can
to
live
have
in
that.
10 states away and have all of that.
Well, the thing is that in this particular state, you have to be a resident. And also, she says she wants to move with me. So she's been saying she wants to come with me and her grandchildren, my daughters. And she's been saying this for a little while, and, you know, so our family can be together.
Well, that's up to you. Those are choices you make.
Oh, yeah, I want that.
So what's
we
the
all
question?
Actually, yeah. Well, the question is, as far as doing the, you know, the papers and the all the legalities of the matter, is that, you know, how smooth and easy do you see this being for, you know, for me to do?
It shouldn't be hard at all. All she has to do is move. Where is she at now?
Yeah. Well, she's in the upstate, and we're going to the south. Coming down to the southeast, actually.
So, okay.
Yeah.
And you're going to go get her?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, everything will be fine. You won't have a problem. What are you worrying about?
Oh, not.
I don't
totally
see a worry here.
Okay. No. No, it's I'm not really worried. I just, you know, we've been talking about this for a while, and I just want to get my mother. She's in her 80s, and, you know, I just want to, just get settled.
Well, then just go get her and bring her home and give her a bedroom, and she'll be fine.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Yes, that's so true. Okay. Yes. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
I don't see her being sick, and I don't see any problems. So I see it being okay, easy, simple.
Oh, great. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dave. Thank you all.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling, Lynn.
Thanks, David.
Looks pretty easy.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. I think so.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
Well,
thank you all. You have a good evening.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, take care, Lynn.
Thank you.
All right,
bye.
We're going to get back to talking about Leap of Faith. Now, in Lynn's instance, I think she was looking for some affirmation when perhaps what she needed to do is just place her faith in the plan that she was devising with her mother.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And that's a leap of faith.
Right.
That when you've made a plan and you're holding the plan, that's your leap of faith.
Right. And that's holding the knowing is a big part of that.
That is it.
Yeah.
Holding the knowing is that leap of faith.
Yeah, yeah.
And I find it hard that people can't put that together. That's really not hard to put together.
Well,
you know,
a lot
of
people
of
have not been trained to think that way.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that too often people think with their heads instead of with their hearts.
Yeah,
yes. You know, God dwells in our hearts, and our heads can get things messed up.
They can, but also your heart can give you the right answer if you pay attention.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can overthink things.
Yeah, think our way out of them.
Get muddled up about things and worry about things. And it's important to just focus on the peace that comes from our heart.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The sense of reality that we are part of God and that He really is at the helm assisting us.
Yes. Well, I like
that is the bottom line.
Yeah. I like that notion that we're all a part of God.
We are.
That connects us.
You couldn't draw breath without him.
Right. That's right.
You could not draw breath without God. He's there. He's in your heart. And I don't care what you do, he's there through the whole shebang. And it can be good or bad, but he's there. He's right there with you.
Mm-hmm.
And he can't take you away from something if you don't want to go. Like my dad used to say, a team of wild horses isn't going to get you to walk down that road if you don't want to walk it.
Mm.
And that was his way of saying that you weren't going to do it.
Yeah.
But I was raised on a farm and a ranch, and a team of wild horses is a pretty rough team, I'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about Dee Dee and her husband, how he's not seeming to accept what her concern is. And
right.
He reminds me of that instance of not being able to be dragged.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say to her in terms of how she could appeal to her husband?
Well, if she had one or two things that she could tell him that would make it better for him, like she this was doing something that would help him a lot, then he would be more likely to go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have, especially men, they think so slow. you have to kind of think and let them know some of the good things that could happen, because they don't see it all. You know, you might come up in the yard and say, oh, yeah, well, what are you doing here? And there might be a little garden of flowers right outside the door, but you didn't notice them.
Yeah.
I mean, men don't notice stuff like that.
Yeah.
They have a tendency to look at the bigger picture.
Mm.
Or they nitpick the little picture until there's no picture left.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know. And women, they just do all this little bitty stuff. You don't even know they're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have no idea how much stuff your wife does that you would never do, or you wouldn't even know how to do. And she gets it all done in the middle of the day, and it's by evening, it's all taken care of. And what a great day it's been. You know, she did all the nitty work.
Mhm.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Mhm.
Yeah. I'm making chicken and dumplings for dinner tonight.
Oh, good.
I had to thaw out the chicken. I had to cook the chicken. I had to bone it. I had to do all those things before I could get it ready to be able to put dumplings in it. And you don't see that. As a man, you wouldn't see any of that.
That's,
you wouldn't even know about it.
That's a lot of work.
Well, it takes some time, all right.
Yeah.
But it's okay, because that is how women work. When they know they're going to do something, they make the time to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Grandma used to darn socks. She had to darn the heels of the men's socks. She always had a light bulb in her hand and darning thread. And she darned socks forever. She finally passed away, and everybody had to start buying new socks. Then they missed her. That's when they missed Grandma.
I bet. Well,
yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about leap of faith, taking a leap of faith?
Well, I think a leap of faith simply means that you have the courage and the strength to believe in something enough to stand by it until it's done.
I like that.
Basically, that's what a leap of faith is.
Mm-hmm.
You have the courage and you have the strength, and you will stand by what you have decided to do regardless.
Mm-hmm.
That's a leap of faith.
Well, I think...
But someplace inside, you know you're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's a good place to end. We have no other callers.
Okay.
So
It's been a good day.
Yes, it has. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
It's been really great. I like to work with you.
The feeling's mutual. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk tomorrow. Okay.
God bless.
God bless.
And we'll be back on next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time.